Self-awareness is gained by self-evaluation. If you want to be better, aware of who you are, where you can grow, how you can uniquely give or serve, we need to evaluate yourself.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
You know when most people evaluate themselves? When they have a performance review coming up at work, when they've really screwed something up and they're guilty and they're thinking of all the other stupid things they've done that hurt them, you know? When they hit a birthday, when they hit New Year's, when someone holds up a mirror in front of them and says, hey, you're being a jerk, and they have to really reevaluate. Most people are not proactively assessing their performance. And so when it comes time to do that, they're disappointed. And so if this is not a basic habit for you, I need you to start scoring yourself at the end of the day. Now, people really don't like this one, and I'm just gonna be upfront about that. You probably won't want to do this, and a lot of people don't. But if there's something inside of you that is restless for that next level, we're gonna have to start measuring. If you don't measure it, you can't improve it. And the same way that most people, you know, if you ever try to lose weight or gain, you notice, apparently this is weightlifting talk, but if you've ever tried to like get stronger, you gotta write it down. Like, how many reps did you do? How did you, you know, what routines did you do today? How much weight did you use? Like, if you do that in the gym, well, you got to do that in the playground of life too. But most don't. And they're really struggling. I can't tell you, it's just like painful to watch. I'll show up and I'll like, tell me about your life. And first, they don't even know where to start because they've never measured themselves. And then second, in the dialogue with me as a high performance coach, I find them disappointed, upset, struggling, unsure of themselves. And a lot of that could have been handled if on a more consistent basis, they were self-aware and personally accountable to their own behavior and growth. I mean, isn't it true? Don't you know somebody you wish, oh my gosh, I wish that person would like stop at the end of the day and say, am I being a good person? I mean, isn't there someone you're so frustrated with right now in life who you would just love to sit them down and say, hey, you need to be more self-aware. You aren't paying attention to who you're being, and it's hurting everybody around you. Jerk, you know? We all have that person. We wish they were more self-aware. But how do you get self-awareness? Do you just go to a meditative retreat once a year? Do you luck out into being a self-aware person? Self-awareness is gained by self-evaluation. If you want to be better, aware of who you are, where you can grow, how you can uniquely give or serve, we need to evaluate yourself. Does this make sense? So what are your habits right now for evaluating yourself? What do they look like? How are you measuring yourself and your progress in life? What are those? If you got some, man, virtual high five, I could be there with you. You know, celebrate that. That's awesome, right? That's incredible. Because most people don't do that. So I hope that you are doing that. But it's a struggle for a lot of people too. So here's a simple way that you can end your day scoring yourself along the lines of, again, what we're talking about here, productivity specifically. You might have other ways. You might score your personal values. You might score your energy. You might score how much influence you had with other people. I'm gonna give you some related to what we talked about, productivity, so we can get some quick wins and gains for you as we jump into more in-depth training. Here's what those are. I would like to ask yourself at the end of the day, these specific statements, and then rate yourself. Low, 1 means you suck, okay? 5 means you're awesome. You're doing a good job, okay? So let's walk through these. Number 1, I worked on things that mattered most today. I know that's basic, so I'll go fast here. Number 2, I progressed a major dream or goal today. Meaning, did you progress today? Number 3, I avoided distractions well today. Number 4, I set intentions before each major activity today. That's a huge one. Number 5, I fully engaged and enjoyed my efforts today, because high performers strive satisfied. They're engaged, and in that engagement, they find joy and they find fulfillment, satisfaction, confidence. It's by engaging. So how did you do today? Did you enjoy your efforts or not? Now remember, low, 1, 1, 1, 1, high, 5, 5, 5, where are you here? So every day I sit myself down and I started scoring myself. This is probably about 7 years ago. And remember, you know, 7 years ago, I was still then a certified high performance coach. 7 years ago, I was like, my career was just taking off. And what we want to believe is that people just kind of bumble into progress. People bumble into momentum. I'm telling you, high performers are more strategic and they're more self-evaluative. Now, many of them, this was a unconscious competence for them. They really didn't know that their self-talk was so oriented towards self-evaluation until I did some coaching and interviewing with them to discern that. But it turns out high performers, they're measuring stuff. Now, I just want to make it easier for you. So here's a simple tool. Just write those things down, then score yourself. Now, when you score yourself, at the end of the day, add your score up. So let's say your 3s all the way down. That'd be 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Montana kid doing math. And it was right. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's say you're 15. So you add your score up, that'd be 15. Then multiply it by 4, 15 times 4 is 60, that will give you a score of 100%, okay? Whatever your score is, keep seeking clarity each day, and you'll get better and better and better. Try to improve this each day. Look, there's going to be days you're a 2, other days you're a 5, but the goal is to ask yourself this. Like, I want you to do something, and if this sounds too basic, here's what I want you to do and add to your routine that maybe you already have. Maybe you end your day with journaling. Congratulations, not enough, okay? Instead, what I want you to do is create your own scoring mechanism for the end of the day, whether it's taking a page out of my playbook here, or you're scoring yourself, right? If I ask you, how'd you do today? And you go, good. That's one level of self-evaluation. But if I say, how did you do today? And I give you a specific context. How did you do today in keeping to your own agenda? That you might say, good, or pretty well. But if I say, how did you do today in keeping to your own agenda on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, you sucked and got pulled into everybody else's agenda. You got totally distracted. You didn't get anything done you wanted to. 10, you were superbly excellent today. You stayed on point. It's a different quality, isn't it? When you got to rate yourself and you're like, I was a 6. And then my next question to you goes, well, why were you a 6 versus, say, a 10? Then you can go, oh, well, because I made these decisions, or I allowed that. Or this person did this. Okay, great. Okay. Well, what would it take to go from a 6 to a 10? Well, I would have had to have done this, or next time I would do this, right? As soon as you score yourself, you have an anchor or a benchmark from which to move yourself and a different level of self-evaluation. So what could you, I know I'm talking along about this. There's one reason. I'm trying to get you in your own unconscious mind right now to be generating a lot of ways you could score yourself. Because for me, there's 50 different things I score myself on at the end of the day. 50. Now, here's the thing. I don't let my low numbers bum me out. Because the truth is, you know what? Measuring myself across 50 things every day, it's not like I'm a robot. I'm like, you know, it's not like I'm perfect in every one of those areas. But here's what happens. Let me tell you this. This is a huge insight, so please write this down. If you're not scoring yourself consistently, that's why you feel so out of balance. If you're not scoring yourself consistently, that's why you feel yourself so out of balance. It's why, you know, one day you realize you've been working so hard, but you neglected the kids. Why? Did you neglect the kids because you're a bad person or a bad parent? No. It's because you didn't have the quality of your experience with them on a radar, on a dashboard, on a sheet at the end of each day or maybe each week. And so what happens is, you know, life takes hold of us. We get caught in the stream of life and we're just kind of getting carried along. And then one day we wake up and we realize, wait, I'm like seven, I've gone down 7 different, you know, river channels that I didn't anticipate, right? And so the only way to keep us there is to evaluate. And I think if you can do that, things significantly shift. So I hope that you'll figure out what is your end of day scoring. I'm sure while I've been talking, you've been thinking of other things. You could score your energy. You could score how you treated your wife or your kids or your team. You could score how much you stayed focused. You could score how well you actually made sales or how well you dealt with clients or how well you built your business. I don't know what it is for you, but if you don't know what it is for you, and if you aren't scoring, I know the next level, it's right there for you. It's right there. So put this in play. What does congruence mean? Congruence means you are living in alignment with what you know is the best of you. Congruence is living in alignment with what you know is the best of you. Write it down. Congruence equals living in alignment with what you know is the best of you, comma, consistently. Okay. Congruence, living in alignment, meaning it's consistently living into your best self, consistently coming from your best place, consistently showing up as the person you know you are. It means speaking your truth. It means living your values. It means being a person of integrity. That's what congruence means. Living in alignment with the best of who you are, living in alignment with your values, being someone who represents what you really believe. And this one, I mean, imagine if you feel like you're a kind-hearted person, but you're consistently a jerk to your neighbor, your brain knows that. And your brain logs it into a perception of self. And that's the problem. Write this down. The brain keeps score. That's the challenge with congruence. Your brain's keeping score. You say you're going to be a healthy person this year, and you knock down a couple bottles of wine, hopefully not in the same sitting. You overdid, you know, you took 4 weeks off of working out just because. You don't follow, you're not congruent with what you said. You said you were going to do this thing, you didn't. And that incongruence creates a greater log of reasons to not be confident. Because guess what? When you are not congruent, your brain logs that. And what it says in that log entry, when you're incongruent, your brain makes an entry in your confidence bank account, a withdrawal. And what it says, not living your word, not living your truth, not doing what you said you would do. And too many of those negative withdrawals sucks away your confidence. And so some people are bankrupt in confidence because they're not consistent in congruence. You follow? You got to go, oh, okay. But here's what you need. To be congruent, what do you need? Clarity. You say, okay, these are my values. These are my beliefs. This is what I think is important as a human being, as a parent, as a caregiver, as a leader. Okay, and then congruence is living up to that. Congruence is measuring this. Congruence measures whether or not you're doing what you said you're going to do. And that's important. So here's the simplest fix. If you've been pulling too many withdrawals out of that bank account, it's time to put some back in. And so today might be the day you go, where have I been incongruent? Where do I say something and I don't do it? Where have I treated people in a way that's not who I really am? Where am I doing things because I feel obligated to do them for others, but that's not really me? Where have you been faking it? Where have you been showing up as someone that's not authentic to you? You know, share a funny story. I'd like to keep it hopefully entertaining enough for you guys as we ask some tough questions. Personal development, the best of personal development is tough questions, you know? But some of it's too, just those epiphanies we get along the way. And I remember I was talking with a person about social media, and, you know, they'd seen what, you know, we had achieved early days of Facebook. I was the first person in personal development to hit 1 million people on Facebook, like a personal development teacher, and so we had 1 million, then it was 2, then it was 3, then it was 4. And it was just like, it was bananas. It was totally crazy. It was my quotes and my writing that was getting shared so much. Someone said one time, you know, well, all these other influencers are, you know, they're showing their day more than you do, you know, and they're, you know, you live on the beach. We've never seen a picture with you on your beach, or we've never seen, you know, you do this and we don't see that. And we don't see that. And we don't see that. And I go, I don't feel like I have to show every part of my life. I don't need to take my shirt off for everybody just because other people take their shirt off. That's not congruent with how I feel like I show up in the world. I don't have to show my butt. I just don't feel like it's a thing. That's just not going to be me. No judgment. I just know that that's not me. There's a lot of things also. I wish I was like this, or I wish I could do that. But when I really think down, I go, you know what? That's not for me. And I have clarity. That's not for me.
Think about every major pain you've had in your life. You went in the wrong direction with, or you went with the wrong person, or you didn't listen to that whisper that said, nah, that's not us. And so you faked it till you made it, but you made it and you're still faking it. And so what ends up happening is we got to know when we're out of congruence. Where are you out of congruence? And can you do the simple acts? Sometimes when you're out of congruence, first you just apologize to yourself. You say, you know what? Gosh, Brendan, I haven't been honest with myself. Let's make a change. Maybe you've been incongruent with someone who you love and just go, hey, you know what? I'm sorry about my behavior lately. That's not the energy I want to bring to my marriage. Maybe you've been incongruent with some friends. You know, you said you'd be there and they're going through a hard time and you haven't even called them. You call them up and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I want to let you know, I'd like to think of myself as a better friend than that. So I'm going to call you every Monday, 5 p.m. I'm going to bother you, make sure you're okay. I think the fastest path back into congruence is an apology to yourself, an apology to other persons. Because you know what? Apologies are hard. Apologies are integrity. It takes a lot of guts to say you are wrong. It takes a lot of guts to acknowledge you could do better. And I think it's a beautiful place. I think most people are scared of apologies. I think they open a big gate. They open the gate to communication. I think apologies open a gate to your spirit. I think an apology can go, I'm better. I'm better. And so where could you be more authentically you? And where could you be more authentically you more consistently? More consistently. This is a critical one. Again, your brain is keeping the bank account. It's logging your behavior. This one's fundamental. But here's the good news too. You get to decide today what to be congruent with. You get to decide who you are, and you get to decide to show up and live into that. You get to, like many of you going to know my story, when I was a depressed young man and suicidal. At some point, I knew that wasn't me. I wanted to live my life. And so I had to go, okay, I need to make sure each day I give reverence to my creator that I'm still here. I need to make sure each day I do something that has a passion. I do eat something today. I bring some joy. Each day I sense aliveness in my life. I'm going to live into that congruence because I'm not there yet, but that's who I really feel. So in other words, you can grow into your aspirational self. You can learn to be more congruent with a better version of yourself than you are today. That's where personal growth comes from. A better vision of yourself, and you live into that each day. You congruently show up, consistently show up for that new image of yourself. That's what's beautiful about life. You get to recast. A mature adult gets to recast a vision of themselves, right? Unconscious animals don't get to do that. We as a human species have this weird, bizarre ability to set a different vision for ourselves. You know, an alligator's always going to think of itself as an alligator. It's just an alligator. Humans can imagine a different self. How incredible is that? So use that power. Use that power. New vision for yourself. Show up for it each day. New vision for yourself. Show up for it each day. New vision, show up. The more you do that, the more the brain logs, puts that cash money into that confidence bank account, says, she's walking the talk, people. Get out the way. Here she comes. She's in charge. She's back. There she is. Got it. It's important, y'all.
Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation. There's cabin air purification. They have massage seats. literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
Energy, mental and physical and spiritual strength or vibrancy. I just call it energy in high performance training. What is my energy? Do I have the energy to serve? Do I have the energy to focus? Do I have the energy to go to the gym? Do I have the energy to be nice to my spouse and my partners and my friends? Do I have the energy to do the work today? Like for me, when my energy is low or it is dipping, I always go, what is causing that? It's almost always two things. It's almost like if my energy dips low in the day, I always know there's two culprits. One, something happened that bothered my brain. I got annoyed, frustrated, or hurt by something. And it happened recently. It happened in the last day or two. And it's affecting my energy right now. Your energetic state right now is a hangover. Your mood right now is a hangover effect. Not always negative, can be positive. But it's an effect of something, right? Input, output, cause, effect. That's real. So I'm like, okay, well, what has hooked me? What has angered me? What has frustrated me? And then I'll do something like Byron Katie's teaching on the work. And I'll just flip the question or I'll flip the feeling. I'll say, okay, what would my life be like without that thought? Is that thought true? What's the opposite of that thought? And I'll just question those things that annoyed me, frustrated, or hurt me. And then I'll do the physical work again of releasing those things. And if I need help with releasing those, many of you guys know, I love and invested in the tapping solution. So I'll just tap. I'll just go into my mind, for those who know tapping, and I'll just do a tapping routine. For those who want to learn tapping, you can learn it in the Growth Day app. There's a course in there on it already. And so I'll just do something physical to release that tension. But again, I said there's two reasons probably for my low energy. Is one, something mentally or emotionally, you know, it hooked my brain. And it's lowering the quality of energy I feel in life. The second one for me, which is big, is the last 72 hours of physical exercise and nutrition. It's like you feel right now what you consumed and how you moved in the last 72 hours. Most people think it's only during the day. No, the food you ate 3 days ago, that's still in your body. The supplement, the nutrition from that, the macros from that, whether you burned it off or not, the energy, the energetic effect culminates 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And that's why sometimes people, if you've ever done a cleanse or something, you don't feel that much different in the first day or two, but by day three or four, you start like getting like this amazing clarity. Why? That 72-hour cycle of biology that we humans have. It's why when I know I'm going to teach a seminar to y'all, like I'm going to go, you know, like I've been blessed to, a lot of the industry knows, we teach the single two hardest events in the world. When it was High Performance Academy and then Certified High Performance Coaching, these are literally 9 hours a day on stage, often by myself, and used to be, now I've got a little smarter about it, but it was intensely difficult. And if you see me on stage, I'm not sitting like I am now in this little room in quarantine. I'm like bouncing the whole time. We're dancing the whole time. I'm running back and forth, the flip chart down in the audience, walking around. I do a marathon a day in steps, jumps, and movement, right? It's unbelievable. I got to eat three times the calories to pull off each of those days. And I can tell you, when I'm on stage and I'm not feeling it, I don't go, wow, what just happened last hour? I'm like, okay, what was the last 3 days here? When was I moving? How was I recovering? What was I eating? When was I moving? How was I recovering? What was I eating? And I'll run that through over and over and I'll identify. I'm like, oh, you know what? There was that 1 hour after that stage, I was all hyped. I didn't eat. Or, oh, you know what? There was that time. I should have spent another 20 minutes meditating or sleeping, or I just run back. So I want you to do that. Anytime you don't feel well, I really want to cue you to develop the habit. This is like my advanced habit. If I don't feel well, I'm like, okay, 72 hours. What hooked my brain or my ego, maybe frustrated, angry, upset? Let me release that right now. That's the first thing, a release technique again. Second thing is, okay, have I moved and what did I eat? So it's like, oh, on Friday, I had those 3 glasses of wine versus that one. Got it. That's a lingering effect. Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Or, oh, you know what? I really just wanted to cheat and I did, but now I'm paying for it. And listen, I'm not here to judge anybody. Whatever you want to eat, consume, the stuff that you do, not my business. My business is reminding you that wellness is experience of life, and you have either defined what wellness looks like and feels like to you, or you have not. And because I have, this is so important to me. I hate when I don't have this. Lacking energy to me is so painful that I structure my life to ensure I have it. I don't know about you, but I've laid in hospital beds for days. I don't know about you, but I've served in hospice and saw people who couldn't get out of bed and had their last breaths. I don't know about you, but I've had those times on stage or service or moments with family or friends when I didn't feel energy. And because I didn't feel energy, I didn't do a good job for them. And I hated those moments. I want to do a good job for people. And I think to do a good job for people, I got to care for my energy. And so I always tell people, if you haven't gotten healthy for yourself yet, do it for the people around you who are getting the shrapnel of your bad energy. Bad energy, negative energy, there's shrapnel from that. There's emotional trauma from that. There's stuff from that that we got to make sure we release and not hold on to. And I know you guys know all this, but I hope it helps you. The practice I have is a 72-hour assessment of my energy. Whenever I dip, I'm like, let me do my little 72 hours. Where was my ego hooked, annoyed, or hurt? Let me let that go. What was my fueling routine, my movement routine? Oh, no wonder I feel like crap. I've been sitting for 3 days. Oh, my back is mad. I forgot to stretch. I didn't open up my body and my breath with a workout, a walk, a bike, a run, a hike. I didn't move. No wonder. Oh, gosh, let me go. Come on, honey, let's go for a walk. And just get that movement back in. Get that movement back in. For those who've studied me with high performance work before, I recommend like a 2x2 or a 3x3. All that means is like a 2x2 is once a week you do a HIIT training, and once a week you do a 60-minute cardio training. That's a 2x2. A 3x3 is you're just adding more to that. So you're doing one session HIIT, one session long cardio, one session some other type of movement that you love to do that just opens up your body and gives you flexibility, maybe like a yoga or something. But whatever your routine is, did you move? Everyone knows the number one challenge to long-term health is nutrition and movement. Number one and number two. And people always say, no, it must be sleep. I'm like, number one and number two are the greatest weapons you have for greater sleep. It is your nutrition and it is your physical movement that gives you the ability to sleep well. Now, guess what? When you have reverence for life and you're releasing that tension throughout the day, emotionally, letting go of that ego or that hurt, now you sleep like a baby. Like, I've been blessed with sleep for a long time, not because it came natural, because I sucked at it. And I said, I got to get better at this. So I changed my nutrition. I moved more. I did more emotional releasing of tension. And those are part of my days. Remember, wellness is not something you do once in a while. It is the experience of life. You have to do these many times a day. Also, for those who've studied for a long time, with energy, every 45 minutes, I'm up. I'm bouncing. I'm moving. I'm opening up all the meridians on my body. I'm taking 10 deep breaths and bouncing in place and closing my eyes to rest. That energetic movement every hour, that breath work every hour, that opening meridians every hour, it's how I'm annoying all the time. It's like, you're like, you just hang out with me like, wow, that guy goes all day. And he's in it all day. I had to train that. You're training your focus right now. You're training your energy. You're training your ability to serve. It's happening right now. And it happened the last 72 hours too.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.